You're listening to WILL AM 580 and the Will Ag programming from the University of Illinois. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. It is the 30th day of September, grain stocks report day from the United States Department of Agriculture, the final grain stocks for the 14-15 crop year. And on our 13-14 crop year, that is, and on the phone line to discuss it, what happened in Chicago, Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Well, USDA had some interesting numbers, and I don't know whether it was the extra 50 million bushels in the corn or the 92 million bushel carryout as you look and roll it forward into the world, agricultural supply and demand estimates for soybeans, which was more interesting. Which one did you like better?
Well, I don't know whether liking better, but I think it's amazing that we finally broke through the what we considered pipeline. We went under 100 million bushels on the beans. We went down to 92. We knew we were tight at the end of August when we were seeing $4 over at Frankfort, Indiana for beans, but we didn't know we were quite that tight, and it was very amazing. I found it very amazing that they missed 384,000 acres that were harvested in 2013.
Yeah, they did make some changes, didn't they? So they added some crop size. They add, and then they took away some carryout stocks. It was an interesting set of grain stocks reports, at least for the soybeans. However, beans reacted by going lower, and I suppose that has more to do with what's happening in the field today than anything else.
Yeah, I think as we continue to hear reports out of the field, talking to an elevator and Newman there today, they're averaging 70 to 77 bushels on everybody's completed fields and come on in. We're continuing to hear yields in the mid-50s to low 70s, all around. And I think that, we're going to see some lower yields as we get into Iowa and some of the places where it was a little overly wet, and probably central Illinois and around that way, too, and where it was dry in the northwest corner. But, boy, when you're hearing a lot of them averaging above 65 bushel on quite big numbers of bean acres, the Andersons threw out a 59 bushel average for Illinois on beans. They went up to like 49 on the U.S. average. With that sort of average, it really doesn't matter if we were tight just 3 weeks ago.
We were tight 3 weeks ago, and now we are not going to be, I suppose. How low do you suppose bean futures can go at this time?
Well, that's going to depend a lot on how the farmer moves things and what along the way. But as we're coming in here, it definitely looks like we're going to try that $9. And if we do break through that, then it's a sort of short trip down to 850.
It's a short trip to 850. Are you telling producers just sell it across the scale?
Basically, I think if you don't have it contracted and looking at it here, we're thinking that above $9 now, and if we do take on down there and they feel like they want to own it, I think then a call is going to be a lot better than storing the beans.
How about for corn?
Oh, the corn. I'll tell you what. It looks like we're going to try that. We closed right around that 320 mark today. The close below there projects to that 308 and then the test to $3. It does, and we do have carry in the market here yet. We go out to July, it's 349. If you got on-farm storage, we've been saying all along you need to be selling that July contract against it and put it in your own bins at home. I think last time we talked, I said I didn't really think I'd want to be paying for commercial storage on this corn. I'd rather get rid of it and try to look for a little pop after the market, after harvest ends.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He's out of Newmarket, Indiana.